Out of This World, written and read by Evelyn Decker. In my dreams, the eye scanner pierced her eyes with a blinding light seconds before an artificial voice echoed through the doorway, identifying Dr. Astrid Hawkins, number 103. The doctor smiled as the door sliced open, welcoming her once again. The pristine corridor of the Sardonis Proxima research station swallowed her whole. Circular and impossibly symmetrical, it was a sterile expanse, seemingly devoid of life. Following the eye scan, a warm light washed over her, revealing the routine corposensorial analysis. She stood stock still. The Federation's meticulous training ingrained in her every fiber. Patience was paramount in these tedious identification procedures, particularly aboard this antiquated station, the lone sentinel of the planet below. Suddenly, a holographic projection materialized beside the engineer, casting an ethereal blue glow on the otherwise clinical corridor. The translucent figure began to take form, and soon she was standing next to a mirror reflection of her own image. She was tall, but didn't carry herself well. She had obviously spent too much time in front of a control panel, but her figure was accentuated by the snug jumpsuit she wore, a garment that clung to her form with purposeful practicality. The uniform, a utilitarian ensemble in high white that blended with the aesthetic of the walls and corridors, as if to almost make the workers invisible. But on her, it was contrasted by the vibrant cascade of sun-kissed blonde waves that framed her face. Stray locks escaped the disciplined knot at the nape of her neck, adding an untamed allure to her dressed-down appearance. Despite the functional nature of her attire, there was an undeniable attractiveness, her confident stance revealing a self-assured demeanor that transcended the constraints of the station's demure surroundings. As the hologram flickered, a pair of glasses materialized on her face, an anomaly in this area where such accessories were considered archaic. The frames, however, did not distract from her attractiveness. Instead, they lent her an intellectual charm, the juxtaposition of sophistication and simplicity enhancing her enigmatic appeal. The holographic representation highlighted the subtle curve of her lips, a testament to a playful spirit hidden beneath the veneer of professionalism. This engineer was not just a cog in the vast machinery of the station. She was a fusion of grace and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?